In asking the Lord what to share, I try to do this. I try to get before the Lord all the time and go, Lord, what would you say? What would you have me say and stuff like that? And I keep getting the same answer now, is just say what I'm saying to you. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to share with you from one of our readings today, one verse, and try to just hopefully this verse it will impact you as much as it's impacted me. But so if you wanted to turn there, it's in Psalm 119. And I always find it amazing how God works through the incredible natural in such a supernatural way that we follow lectionary readings, which is a set readings have been, I don't know how many hundreds of years they've been set to read in a cycle, and how it's so amazing that there's just certain days that the readings are just so appropriate. And to me, that's a supernatural thing that God, 200 years or 100 years or whatever ago, knew to that it would come up today kind of thing. So I always find that totally amazing to me. So beginning in really just verse 2, chapter 119. And this is a combination of translations. One is, as I'm reading, parts of it from the New American Standard Version, and parts of it is from the Passion Translation. And I've kind of put the two of them together in that sense. What joy overwhelms those... Now, this is where I get mixed up, yeah. What joy overwhelms those who observe the testimonies of the Lord. For those who seek Him as their heart's passion, they also do no unrighteousness. They walk in His ways. That's verse 3. And this is what the Lord's been speaking to me in different ways or in different verses now for weeks and weeks as I've asked the Lord for Him just to tell me some stuff and reveal some stuff and teach me some stuff. And basically, I think I know too much stuff already. But the one thing that I don't know enough of is Jesus. And so He keeps bringing me back to that. And so today, I really kind of think there's some people here. You've come for different reasons. We all come for different reasons. Some of you have come because you have a need. You have a real need, be it physical healing, emotional healing, or spiritual encouragement and healing, because you've been under such an attack where you've gotten beat down, you've gotten depressed, or whatever those things are. You've come to hear, some of you have come to hear what one of us as a speaker would say, hoping that it would be something that really addressed what your particular problem is. And today, I don't have any answers for you except Jesus. And this is what He keeps bringing to me over and over again in every one of my problems, every one of my situations. And I think I probably have more than all of y'all put together that I deal with. If not, I'd be really amazed. Is that it's that. It's not knowing more theology or more how this verse works with that verse and how this applies to my life or this applies to my life and all those things. And all those things are good. Don't misunderstand me. Please, please don't misunderstand me. Without good theology and good theologians, we'd be a mess. Okay? God gave us a Bible for a reason. And that is, it's the book. It's the instruction book. It's the how-to book and what-not-to-do book. You know, like, I don't know if any of you have ever tried to follow instructions on putting something really complicated together, but in the course of my life, I've had to do things like that, and you're trying to figure out how to do this. And one of the biggest shortcomings of instruction booklets on how to do stuff and stuff, put stuff together, is it never tells you, don't do this. Well, our book tells us not to do certain things. There's been so many times that I've kind of skipped an instruction on how to do something because I thought I was smart enough to fit that. I knew, well, this makes sense right here. And then I did something and it just was a disaster. And then I went back and looked and go, oh, yes. So we have the Bible as an instruction book. But more than even that is we have Christ Himself living in us. If we would just really believe that. And that's what's so powerful to this verse to me this morning is when it says what joy overwhelms everyone who observes who observe His testimony. You know, observe you can kind of do that different ways, and I sometimes think we have a tendency to observe, use that word in a way that I'm not sure God's really intending us to use it. I think what He's intending to say there is, who is fully engaged in my testimony? Who's looking intently at what I'm doing and who I am? You see, the more I learn, the less I know. But what I do know is Jesus. And thanks be to God, He is sufficient. You know, He is more than sufficient. I don't have to know the answers. I know the answerer to all my situations, to all of my problems, to all of my questions. Now the rub gets to be is when I quit believing that unconsciously and start taking my eyes off of Him and putting my eyes onto the situation and trying to work it out in my head how to fix the situation, whatever that would be. Whether it be a financial situation or whether it be an illness or injury situation. Because most of my life in the world was spent as a fixer. I fixed things. You know, I was always the guy in a company that they go, well, get him, he'll fix it. That was just what I did. So those are my tendencies, is to want to fix things. Well, the thing is that there's only one fixer in the spiritual, and that's Jesus. Now, that's not to say that He doesn't give us revelation, okay? That's not to say that He doesn't speak directly to someone to go and handle a situation. He does that. But the key thing is that He does that. Too many times I run out ahead because I read something and I think I have the answer. And so I get way out ahead of God without ever actually hearing directly from Him. Now, in saying all of this, I want us to remember that the thing that God desires more than anything else in the world and everything in our life, in one way or another, is to bring us to this place of relationship, of real personal relationship, a relationship of beholding Him, a relationship of where it is Him, and that we don't do things on our own, but that we walk hand in hand with Him. We walk in His shadow. We walk covered by His presence. That is His heart's desire, is to be with us every second of every day and for us to be fully with Him every second of every day. And the older I get, the more I'm convinced that everything in my life keeps driving me, pushing me, hurting me into that place where I'm before Him and depending upon Him the most and not upon what I think I know or don't know or what I read or what I didn't read kind of stuff. But just Him, just simply loving Him. As the song was playing earlier, how awesome to just love Him. That's His desire. And when then that's our heart desire, as it says here in the psalm, joy overwhelms us. It just overwhelms us. See, if we're in His presence, we're truly, completely, totally, we are really, really, really in His presence in every part of our being, in our mind, our emotions, our spirit. We're overwhelmed with His love. We're overwhelmed with His peace. No matter what the situation, it's Him that does it all. And then the verse about those who seek him with their heart's passion. When he's the passion of our heart 24/7, our walk, our life is so much better because it's full of joy that's unspeakable and full of glory because it's him. It's just simply him. And from that place of simplicity of him, everything else flows out in abundance, like gushing rivers of living water begin to flow from that place. And so my prayer for me, and I would ask y'all to pray diligently every day as much as you can for me, that I find that place of him. So that whatever is going on, it's about him and in him, and that everything is done through him. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.